From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Pacific Gas and Electric will pay $70 million to victims of a gas pipeline explosion and fire in San Bruno that killed 8 people and destroyed dozens of homes. KPCC's Julie Small reports.
The money will be used to establish a nonprofit to help victims of the 2010 blast and fire in the city of San Bruno. 8 people perished when PG&E's natural gas pipeline burst and the resulting fire engulfed a canyon neighborhood. Dozens more people were seriously hurt. The fire destroyed 38 homes. Federal investigators blame PG&E for the incident. They say the utility repeatedly failed to monitor and maintain the safety of its natural gas pipelines. In January, California's Public Utilities Commission voted to investigate whether PG&E broke any laws. The state agency has been criticized by some for lax oversight of PG&E. Now the commission may slap heavy fines on the utility within the next few months. In a recent report, agency staff condemned PG&E's shoddy record-keeping and a corporate culture that puts profits before public safety. I'm Julie Small.
Governor Jerry Brown getting used to California voters seeing more than just his tax initiative on the November ballot. He told reporters Monday that the zeal of those who support the two rival tax measures is very intense.
Most of them feel the budget is irrelevant. The main thing is the tax. And so the truth is that any tax is inserted within a budget. And if you don't understand the budget, your tax can actually end up doing more harm than good.
One plan is a tax on millionaires led by a coalition of progressive groups. The other, a tax on all but the lowest earning Californians, proposed by a wealthy civil rights activist, Molly Munger. The governor's own proposal would increase tax on the rich and raise the sales tax by 0.5 cent. Brown maintains having multiple tax measures on the same ballot would make them all more likely to fail. That's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell.